haunches.
No, I say you're squatting. Or you're down on your haunches. You see? You did speak a little bit. What is that, a trap?
And what if somebody, you know, had been sick for a while, but he was up and around now, but he's still just, you say, you look a little bit...
peaked?
And how would he feel if he looked peaked? You'd say he felt...
You mean, you felt, if he looked there, and you'd say, well, I don't feel too well, or I'm not up to par, or something like that.
And that would mean that he, so you'd feel
that
way.
You agree with him that you're just really not feeling good.
And if you said you ate a lot of chicken?
Huh?
You said you ate a lot of chicken.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get the bone that was shaped like this out of the chicken?
Oh, yeah, that, your wishbone.
What did you do with it?
Oh, we put it apart, and I think the one that got the bigger end of it, where you wish would come true, I think that was it. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
Did you do anything with the shorter end? Or what did you call the shorter end?
I don't remember.
And, you know, we were talking about the kitchen. What kind of kitchen utensils would you have?
What kind of kitchen what?
Utensils. What would you use in the kitchen? To cook with?
Oh, I use frying pans or skillets.
Is that the same thing? A frying pan and a skillet?
It's the same thing. Uh-huh. Iron skillet, now you have aluminum skillet, and you have pots for boiling, aluminum, you know, to boil the say potatoes in for boiling. And you have certain kind of aluminum pans for your oven.
Would a frying pan, you said you could have this different, you know, aluminum or you have iron.
I prefer the iron.
Do they have round or flat bottoms?
They have flat.
So they don't have legs on them?
No. But they used to way back there, use deep things, you know. I never had one, but I've seen many of one with legs.
Well, what do you call the thing you boil water in?
Tea kettle.
Did you ever have anything out in the yard, like a big iron thing? Or did they, you know, did the cook ever use to cook out in the oven?
We used to boil our clothes in an oval or sometimes a round zinc or copper. One time we had, I think we had an old copper one. It was round. But generally it was either a round zinc tub, I think it was zinc, something like that. What name do you have?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know if you would call that a tub or a kettle or what.
Not for that I use that. Well, now, depending. If you're out in the yard and you were boiling some frijoles, some beans, you boil that in a kettle, perhaps a brass kettle.
Now, what would that look like?
Well, it would be round like this, sort of, and come down a little bit, and it had
a handle?
Uh-huh, a handle.
So it would be about a foot wide?
Yes,
and a foot
be
wide.
Like this, uh-huh, and it graduate to about this way.
About
and they used to use iron pots, if you want to. Iron was used an awful lot, cooking beans and things.
Outside or in inside? Or
outside. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you put flowers in when you brought flowers in to the house?
Oh, we had all kinds of vases. All shapes and sizes, china vases, glass vases. I had a lot of cut glass, so, but, yeah, that's what we'd use. Even use them down there in Hidalgo. Are you talking about down there?
Oh, yes, ma'am, there and here.